live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guest, Janet Fox from Small and Green. Good morning to you.
Hello, Alex.
Lovely to see you again. I don't know where the time's gone since the last time you were here. I think we were talking about summer and making sure things were out of the sun.
Yes.
Not sure that particularly happened in the end, but we are now right in the midst of autumn, and there are definitely things that we should be doing with our houseplants, aren't there? And also things we should be doing in the garden.
Yes, definitely. So I thought I'd start with kind of like inside plants, autumn plant care. Basically, obviously, we get less light and plants sort of tend to go semi-dormant. So cacti and succulents will go probably completely dormant, which means they don't need watering at all from now until probably March next year. And people quite often forget this or don't know this and overwater their cacti and succulents and they rot. So do bear that in mind. Basically, they slow down to not putting on any growth, so they don't need any water. But things like leafy greenhouse plants will still need watering, but still reduce the amount that you give them through the winter, because they'll be getting less light, so they'll be using less water when they photosynthesize. That's really, really worth considering.
I'm just thinking about my own. Yes, I think we have lost a few cacti in the past. Like that,
easily done,
because I think if you're not careful, and I know you've told me this before, but you just go around and water everything, and that's just that isn't what you should do, is it?
No, you should check what you've got. If you're not sure, you can always send us a picture, we can identify things, but generally speaking, people know what a cacti and succulent is, and that it's something that's storing water in its leaves and stems, and needs lots and lots of light. So make sure they get the good light through the winter, which is difficult to give plants, I know. Basically reduce their watering completely if you can.
That's one less job to do, isn't it?
It's a bit like
going into hibernation, tortoises.
They might need a bit of water, so keep an eye on them. If they start to look a bit shrivelly, then they can have a water, but basically slow it down.
But like the leafy green ones, like you say, which I've got quite a lot of, they just the same, but you've got to again keep an eye, because you have your heating on and things, don't you? So I feel that sometimes, even though they shouldn't need water, they might do for that reason, to counteract that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you've got underfloor heating, always bear that in mind. Houseplants hate underfloor heating. Raise them up off the floor so they don't sit there baking on a hot floor. We carry on feeding our plants all through the winter in the shop, but we reduce the feed that we give them by half.
Okay.
If they're producing a new leaf or they're in flower, that basically means they still need feeding. So, don't forget about feed. We need food, light and water, and so do our plants.
Yeah, and I think, until I knew about this, I didn't even know that. I thought that their food was the water, which doesn't really make sense when you think about it. And that's why, I guess, when you're potting up plants and things, you have to put, if it's been there for a while, you kind of take all that out and put fresh soil in, don't you? Composting matter or whatever you call it.
There's food in fresh compost, so right, that lasts for about 4 to 6 weeks, but after that time then they need feeding.
I know I've heard that you've said that before, but it's always good to remember these things and be reminded, rather, because you forget. And I think just growing up where you just had plants and you just watered them, and then I suppose if they just died off and then you just got new ones, I guess I don't really
plants can survive without feed, but they won't be nearly as happy. And they won't put on nearly as much growth. If you feed them, they'll be just happier plants.
The feed you use, is that you sell it, don't you? Different types.
Oh, there are lots of different types. I mean, there's the obvious ones like Baby Bio, which you can just get from Sainsbury's, but we sell Liquid Gold Leaf, which is what the professionals use. It's a really fantastic feed. We sell that in the shop, but make sure you follow the instructions for each individual plant food, because they'll all be different, and it's very easy to overfeed, and that won't do your plants any good at all.
You always dilute as well, don't you?
Most of them are diluting, and just water it in, kind of thing. So
and then you said Did you say keep them away from drafts?
Keep them away from drafts when it's a bit chilly. Obviously, you want to put them as near to a window as possible when it's lower light. Once we hit the clocks changing, you know, that makes such a difference to plants, as it does to us. We all get a bit miserable. It's like, oh, just want to kind of hibernate at home. And plants can be a bit the same. So if you can move them near a window, that's great. But also, just be careful of drafts. With things like calatheas, they just hate drops in temperature, and some ficus, like the fiddly fig, can be particularly grumpy if it's suddenly put in a cold spot when it was used to something else.
I am with it, 100%.
So yeah, it's worth bearing that in mind. And make sure you dust your leaves. Big plants like monstras can accumulate dust on leaves. Make sure you dust them underneath and on top, underneath to dislodge any horrible pests that might possibly be present, and on top, obviously, to remove the dust as well, so that they can photosynthesize more efficiently.
I thought it was just to be house proud, but
house proud, yeah. But, well, I mean, you know, there's another.
Don't worry about that. I didn't realize, though, yeah, that you're doing it for a good reason. That might actually make me feel better about dusting. It's to help the plant rather than just to make it look pretty.
Yeah, yeah, it's part of your plant care routine.
Okay.
Yeah. And then outside, I think, well, what was inspirational is Monty Don on Gardener's World was showing us all how to make a bulb lasagna, which was basically a big terracotta pot, and he was planting it with layers of bulbs. So he started off with daffs, I think, crocus he put in, muscari were on the top. Don't forget to plant bulbs. If you plant them now is kind of the bulb planting time. You can buy so many different things, and you can have them planted in little pots and bring them inside so they flower inside, which is lovely to see. And then you can, once they finish flowering, put them in your garden. He was making one which was for outside, so
and that will survive over the winter.
That'll survive over the winter. If it's a terracotta pot, raise it up, make sure it's got feet underneath it so it's lifted. Make sure it's obviously frost proof.
I was going to say, and also I presume, but you put the bigger bulbs or the ones you're saying, and then you put some compost in the middle, like a lasagna,
exactly,
as it were.
And just keep layering it up, and the little smaller the bulb, nearer the top. But all of them will have planting instructions to say the depth that they should be planted at in.
And does that have to be a very big pot then to get all those in, or are they all going to be crowded up?
No, I mean, he was crowding his in. I mean, he literally shoved loads in. So for something like a pot, you can get lots and lots of bulbs in, which means you'll get lots and lots of flowers.
And will they flower at different times then? Is that the idea?
So they'll flower over a longer period of time, so you'll get lots of flowers one after the other. If you put them into the garden, then you'll want to watch the spacing, so space them out as they sort of suggest. But it's always nice to get a natural look, so don't just put them in sort of like 2 inches apart, you know, whatever. They'll look too formulaic.
Put them into clumps or whatever.
You put them into clumps, yeah, so they look more natural. But yeah, there are so many to choose from, and it's just such a joy to see them
flower. So this is the time?
Yeah, for most things. Obviously, daffs, crocus, muscari, tulips you can put in, but put tulips in as late as possible, so probably once it's got a bit colder. So November, December. But yeah, think about that so that you get flowers for next year, which is always lovely.
And what about things like cutting grass and things? Is that okay just to leave that now?
I would leave off if you can, but then we've got warm weather at the moment, which means the grass will start growing again, so that's a bit of a pain. But yeah, I mean, it's better to, it's like the rest of the garden really, to leave things as long as possible, even if they look a bit untidy, because you'll be helping with, you know, little creatures that kind of want places to hibernate. But a little bit of tidying is okay, because I'm going to do a bit of a tidy in my garden soon.
And what about dead leaves? Is it all right to leave them?
I'm never
sure whether that's actually a good thing or whether...
Not on grass, probably.
Okay.
But in your borders, yeah, because it kind of acts as a kind of mulch, and they'll just sort of gradually break down, and the worms will take them down into the soil. So I would leave them, and unless you want to be a little bit tidy, but make sure you maybe leave a little clump somewhere, you know, undisturbed, that creatures can crawl underneath.
I mean, I know the squirrels are very busy around our garden. You can see them burying things and grabbing things and putting them somewhere else. I like watching them. I don't have a I'm not too worried because I'm not too precious about what's going on. But my lawn has various things hidden in it. I know. Little surprises for them next year.
They're burying, and they do that in pots as well, and that can be really irritating. Yeah. Some people put chicken wire over the top just to prevent the...
Actually, we went on holiday one time, last couple of years ago, and then came back and thought, why is there earth all over the floor? And that's what it would be, wouldn't it? Them burying in.
Probably.
To get whatever they thought they had left in there. Must have good memories as well.
Oh, they do. They know exactly where they've put things. So, it's a bit of a pest, really, but that's what they do. They're saving their food for later.
Yes. And I believe there's a Apple Day, isn't there, this weekend?
Yes, on Sunday I have a stall in the Marquee, as do lots of other lovely independents.
This is at the Botanic Gardens.
At the Botanic Gardens.
Apple Day, which is a great big one, which I didn't realise was actually happening this weekend.
So. Yeah, so it's a great fun day, especially if it's beautiful weather. And even if it's not actually, it's still good fun because a lot of it's undercover. But make sure you book your ticket because I think they cap it at some point, not letting everybody in because it can get really, really busy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's really good fun. So we'll have a stall there. As I said, in the Marquee.
Lovely. And then for the actual Apple Day, I know that I remember going in the past and you get bags of all different types of apples you never even heard of before, but kind of local ones and everything.
Yeah.
And I think you can go and have your apples sort of... what's the word?
Identified.
Yes, that's the word I was thinking of. Yeah,
you can. I think there's a big tent where you can go in and taste all of the apples, choose the ones you like, and then you can get a bag of the ones that you've chosen. So, it's really good fun.
Well, thank you very much for that, Janet. Always very useful. I've written down lots of notes that I'll be going home and checking that we're doing.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe we'll see you again in the winter to check that we're doing everything right.
Yeah, no, that would be lovely. Oh, and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Cambridge 105.